News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Thousands have been forced to flee their homes as deadly wildfires sweep across southern Europe, fueled by a record-breaking heat wave that continues to grip the region. For more on this, we're joined by Melita Cameron Woods, freelance reporter in Valencia in Spain. Melita, thank you indeed for talking to us. What is the current status of the fires near Madrid and other affected areas in Spain?
So this evening, the past night, there were strong winds and very dry conditions, but firefighters were able to bring certain fires under control. So we've now the fires that are under control, we've got the fire in Las Médulas in the León, in Castilla León region, is now under control. Also the fire in Tarifa, which is near Cádiz, is also under control. And the fire near Madrid, to the north of Madrid, in the Tres Cantos area, which was particularly fierce and took the life of a man who was covered in 98% burns, has also now been contained. But the situation is ongoing in many areas in Spain, also in Orense, in Galicia, in León, in the Lleres area, and Zamora. If people are travelling, I would urge them to keep on top of the IMET, that's the Spanish weather page, for updates. And also you can easily check on Google Maps if you are travelling to a more rural area outside an urban area, where these active fires are. It's being updated constantly. So in Zamora, the Molisuelas fire, for example, is particularly worrying at the moment.
Yeah, and of course, this is an issue across southern Europe, not just Spain.
Yes, so we've also seen reports of fires in Portugal, in Italy, in Greece, particularly in many of the islands that tourists tend to gravitate towards, Zakynthos, for example. So it is important before making your plans, or if you have already booked a holiday, to be very wary of where you are traveling to in the area. So if you're planning a spontaneous trip away from the hotel, it's worth looking into that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just before we let you go, Melita, what are the conditions like? Obviously the fires are hugely worrying, but just generally the conditions, is it unbearably hot at the moment?
So we have seen temperatures above 40 degrees in some areas. In Seville, IMET has forecast temperatures around 44 degrees. It is mainly the interior of Spain is drier in general, and there's lots of scrubland, and that makes it particularly susceptible to fires. And one of the issues is that we're seeing something called a fire whirl, which is when fire starts in a contained area, such as a valley, and then suddenly spreads into a more oxygenated area. So that is one of the worrying things.
Melita Cameron Woods, freelance reporter in Valencia in Spain. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Really worrying there, Ciara, at 44 degrees. That was just unbearable temperature.
Yeah, interesting though, there was articles in the paper this morning saying the Irish, we have not abandoned sun holidays.
I wonder how long
though
that will last for. I
think a couple of years, but then it will gradually, people go, it's too hot.
Yeah. I made a decision 2 years ago never to go to southern Europe in July or August again after one holiday. We just basically sat in the shade for the whole time and cowered, basically. It's too hot. But really serious there. Do be careful. And as Melita said, follow the warnings and follow the advice from local services if you are visiting those countries.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.